10 years ago, I started following my traditional and cultural way, because I didn't understand before our ways. And something happened, and I started turning back to my traditional spirituality. I'm involved with some other people in this community. I'm a pipe carrier. I get a pipe. I have learned. It took me 7 years to learn that pipe, but I'm a pipe carrier. I give sweat lodges, and I give. I do a lot of ceremonies with Bernard Jerome and his wife. Like we do marriage, and we are involved with Sundance, and this is where I started. It's the choice I made to follow my tradition ways, and I went to see my elders for medicine in this community, and then I went to see people from Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and in Maine, state of Maine, and I make about maybe 13, 15 different kinds of medicine for my people and myself in this community, and also it's not only for a native. I also have worked with people with non-natives, the French community in Moriah, St. Jules, the English community in Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Some people that come to me if they were sick or back or things like that, or if they had a fever and all. And this is the thing that I do.
Okay.
And I do not charge, and I do not charge my medicine, because our teaching goes that the medicine that we have is not ours. It's from the Mother Earth. And once we know how to make the medicine, it's our job to help anybody that comes in. It's not only Mi'kmaq, and we cannot sell the medicine. We just give. A lot of people will offer some donations, and we take that money and put it in the ceremonies that we'll be doing, but we don't accept any money for ourselves.
Okay.
But going back on the medicine, it just didn't come to me. It's, people say that, oh, I'm a medicine man. I don't call myself medicine man. And there's once I started to do the ceremonies and getting the teachings that I need from different people, things start to happen. I start to see things like in my dreams, and then. And in ceremonies, when I was in a sweat lodge, there were these different kind of things I seen. I didn't understand what was going on. So this leader that I have, and my teacher, he's been doing this for something like 28 years.
Who was it?
It's William Nevins from Pickhoff, New Brunswick. And there's another one in Burnchers, and his name is Clarence. And I went to see, and I told them what I have seen in the sweat lodges and in other ceremonies. And they explained that the spirits are calling you to do certain things, and you'll find out. So I went in every ceremony, and I got the teachings that I was supposed to get. But I got stronger. And I felt when I walked by, I worked at the van office. When I went by, I could feel somebody pain, and I didn't know what it was. I could feel somebody had a sore stomach or sore side or headache, and I didn't know how to use it. Again, then I had to call one of my teachers, the medicine teacher I had, and I told him. He said, "Yeah, the spirits are coming to you now. You'll get stronger." And sometimes you feel that if you touch somebody, the pain will go away. And I didn't then. This young woman, a good friend of mine, had a sore back, and the doctor told him, "No, you can't go to work. You cannot. You got to stay in bed for at least 2 months because your back is very bad." And she asked me if I can help her, and that was one of my first ones. That, and it's go back to 5 years. I said, "I don't know what I can do, but I'll pray for you and I'll touch where your pain is." And I went to touch her back, and I prayed for 15, 20 minutes, and her body got warm and hot. And then I said, "I'm done," and I could feel the pain, and I washed my hands, like, take the pain away. And within 1 hour, the pain was gone, and she never had a back problem. And then that's when I knew that I had this special gift that was given to me by my Creator. And the spirits were so strong, and after that I started slowly, and I started making medicine. And people came to me and told me, this is the medicine that you need for so-and-so.
Like people, elders?
Elders. And my mom, I talked to my mom. The first time I talked to my mom, I asked her, what happened if you got sick when she was young? Because my mom is 89 years old. And she told me, this is the medicine that her father used to make. So she told me what kind of medicine it was to take the fever away and all that. Now I make for like sweetgrass. We have a lot of sweetgrass over here, and they make a basket out of sweetgrass. But it's also medicine. It's medicine for women when they are in hot flashes, when they have the sweats and all that in certain days. Menopause.
Yeah.
They call that. That's good for medicine. And it's also good for to clean your stomach when you have a fever, and to drink that you make tea. I also have a medicine called bear medicine. It's for headaches and sinuses. If you had a bad sinuses, and you just light up that and you take the smoke, and the pain will go away.